USA News, I'm Lance Pry. As Republicans take the majority in the House Tuesday, the party is still contemplating their speaker. Representative Kevin McCarthy from California is the top choice of most House Republicans to lead the chamber. Heavy rains out west took their toll over the past couple of days.
Folks in Northern California are dealing with an aftermath of heavy rain and strong winds that hit the region over the weekend. The storm dumped more than 5 inches of rain over the San Francisco Bay Area on Saturday, its second wettest day on record. Crews in Sacramento have rescued multiple flood victims by helicopter in recent days. Mass power outages were also felt as more than 170,000 California homes were in the dark as of Sunday afternoon. I'm Julio Flores.
A federal judge has set a date for the pre-trial hearing between Microsoft and the Federal Trade Commission. The two are going head-to-head on January 3rd to battle the fate of Microsoft's $69 billion buy of Call of Duty publisher Activision Blizzard. The government's stance believes this would create a monopoly in the gaming industry. Authorities in New York City are investigating whether a man who attacked three police officers with a machete at a New Year's Eve celebration, striking two of them, was inspired by radical Islamic extremism. Sources identified the suspect as 19-year-old Trevor Bickford of Wells, Maine. He's expected to survive being shot in the shoulder. President Biden has approved a disaster declaration made by the Havasupai tribe deep in the Grand Canyon of northern Arizona, giving them money for flood damage as it prepares for a reopening in February for tourists after nearly 3 years. Colombia and Venezuela on Sunday thawed their relationship a bit. The two opened a key bridge linking the countries that had been closed for almost 7 years under political tensions. Many are contributing Colombia's new leftist president as the reason. This is USA News.
So right now may be the perfect time for you to rethink how you pay for healthcare, and here's why. Not only is it open enrollment for a lot of people, it's also a time you can join MediShare and save even more than usual. And it's true, the typical family switching to MediShare saves $500 or more a month, which is obviously huge for a lot of people, but what's more, they like it. MediShare has double the customer satisfaction rate compared to health insurance. Double. There are 400,000 members, they've shared over $4 billion in medical bills, and it really is a great community, too. People encourage and pray for each other. And here's the thing, if you join MediShare Complete right now, they'll waive your new member fees, and you'll save an additional 10% off all of 2023. That's right, no fee to join, 10% off every month of next year, but it's a very limited time offer. You have to sign up before January 15th. Great savings, great health care. Find out more. Call now. 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
A 1970s band out of Oakland, California has announced some sad news.
Anita Pointer, who found fame with her sisters Bonnie, Ruth, and June, died on Saturday at the age of 74. The Pointer sisters had pop and R&B hits in the 1980s, including Automatic and Jump, both earning Grammys, although Anita had left the group by 1977. The Pointer family said Anita kept the siblings close and together. The sisters worked backup for artists such as Boz Scaggs and Taj Mahal before fronting their own album in 1973. No cause of death was given. I'm Jerry Barmash.
College football's big game has been determined.
It's number one Georgia versus number three TCU. Georgia head coach Kirby Smart says the second half was key to their 42-41 win over Ohio State in the Peach Bowl.
I had no doubt that our team would come out fighting. Did not play our best football game. A lot of that had to do with Ohio State.
TCU pulled off the biggest upset in the history of the college football playoff system, giving Michigan their first loss, 51-45 in the Fiesta Bowl. Here's TCU head coach Sonny Dykes.
Just found a way to overcome and persevere. So it's kind of what we've done all year. We did it tonight. That's who we are.
The Bulldogs and Horned Frogs will play for the national championship in Inglewood a week from Monday. I'm Jeremy Scott.
An American Airlines ground crew employee was reportedly killed on a ramp at the Montgomery Regional Airport in Alabama on Saturday. The FAA reported the incident happened on the ramp where an American Airlines regional carrier, Piedmont Airlines, was parked. I'm Lance Pry, USA News.
Have you ever picked up a towel set because it felt really soft in the store, but then when you go to use it, it's not very absorbent? That's why MyPillow has developed the MyPillow Towels. Towels that work. The six-piece towel set includes two bath towels, two hand towels, and two washcloths. And right now you can receive a six-piece set for only $39.98 with promo code USA. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener special, and enter promo code USA or call 800-951-8175. That's MyPillow.com, promo code USA.